Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
Well, it's that time of the week again. Time gets around, doesn't it? And Gav joins us on the line here this afternoon. Hello, Gav.
Hello, how are you?
I'm okay. How's the humidity today, Gav?
Oh, not as bad as last week.
I know, yes. It was very bad last week, wasn't it?
Yes, there's actually quite a nice breeze here at the moment. It comes up about lunchtime each day, and it's actually really quite nice. It's a lovely afternoon.
It most certainly is, yeah. Speaking of the humidity, just a quick question without notice.
Yeah?
What effects does humidity have on plants, do you think?
Well, of course, that depends on what we're talking. Some plants love it and they just grow ridiculously fast to the point that, you know, people are mowing their lawn once or twice a week. And you can get the adverse effects for plants that don't like humidity, especially of a night, such as lavenders that tend to go brown in the centre, or if we're talking roses, you tend to get a lot of black spot and a lot of rust on things. Azaleas get a nasty little insect on them called red spider, all caused by humidity, especially of a night. As I mentioned before, it's very much like the wet bathroom effect. If you have a shower or you have a lot of wetness at the last thing of a night and it stays wet all night, I'll guarantee you within a few nights you'll start to get mold and all those sort of nasty things on the tiles. And it's really no different in the garden. Now, there's not a lot you can do if we get storms, because they generally come late at night or late in the afternoon and everything stays wet all night. But the most important thing is don't make it worse by wetting foliage. Now, that sometimes can be as simple as putting in a watering system that's just a drip feed one, as opposed to wetting all the foliage. A lot of plants are quite happy to get watered late as long as the foliage doesn't get wet. And that's the most important thing, is just to keep it to the soil and not wet all the centre of the plant, or in the case of roses, wet the whole rose down, because that will literally just create more and more fungus as you go.
Yes, well, there's obviously a lot of things to take into consideration, and thank you very much for the tips there as well. I'm sure our listeners are very appreciative of the fact that maybe they're having some issues with humidity in their gardens at the moment.
And it really comes into play at this time of year for the next 3 months. You can get away with all this stuff at other parts of the year because it's not actually as humid, and it doesn't become relevant. But at this time of year, for the next 3 months, December, January and February, it's probably the most relevant thing you'll have.
Okay, speaking of relevancy,
yes.
It's Christmas time.
It's getting closer and closer.
Yes, the festive season is well and truly upon us. And I guess it's that time of the year too, when we start thinking about, what am I going to buy such and such for a gift? I wonder what they're going to like. And particularly for gardeners out there, I mean, you might have the answers to our questions.
What to get the gardener in your life. Now, nurseries, of course, like a lot of other businesses, have had to put in quite a diverse range, because you don't want to have this up and down of sales depending on the season. So you can't rely on just plants anymore. And let's face it, you top dress at certain times of the year, and you know, you mulch at certain times of the year. So nurseries have had to put in more of a very diverse range of products to keep people interested all year round. And of course, with the advent of having cafes in nurseries, that's even more important. Like for today, for example, our cafe was full of festive people all having their Christmas parties at this time of year. So you have things in the shop to grab their attention either on their way in or on their way out. So, you know, we talk about things like, you know, gardeners, true gardeners, maybe they would love something that fruits. You know, as small as I sold today, a lovely blueberry in a nice pot for somebody for a Christmas present. You may want to give them a citrus. An olive tree is very popular because they make a lovely ornamental tree as well as olives down the track. avocados or mangoes, something that they can get, especially if they've got kids, that they can get the kids to get involved with the fruit down the track. You know, that always comes on as a very, very good Christmas present for the proper gardener, the real true gardener. You know, maybe a lovely indoor plant, you know, such as at the moment that we're getting in all those beautiful red-leafed poinsettias for Christmas. There's lovely orchids in the shop at this time of year, which only come in very small pots, and that's perfect for a desk or you know, a kitchen, somewhere where you don't have a lot of room. And maybe something like a veggie pod, you know, for the older gardener that can't bend down as much, that has always loved their veggie garden. Give them like a veggie pod. There's a couple of brands of those at the moment. Now, they're this pod of soil that's above the ground on a stand with a little hatch over the top of it with shade cloth over it. So it makes it very easy to look after. Makes a fabulous veggie garden as well as a herb garden for that matter. Really, really good where you're lacking space. Even if you've downsized onto one of these lovely apartment blocks in town, you can still have that little veggie garden hovering above the ground where you don't have to kneel or bend down anymore. You know, we've even got in at the shop now these beautiful pure white little, now what would you call them? They're like a little herb pod, and it has a LED light, that strip light that comes up above it, and it has a timer on it. You don't have to remember to do it. You can just set the timer for 12 hours, have it come on and off. It even has, you know, a buzzer that warns you when the water level is too low. They're about as easy as you can possibly get. Put a couple of herbs in it in the kitchen, bit of basil, bit of thyme or a bit of mint, and have fresh herbs in the kitchen. It's a lovely white desktop unit. Very, very nice. Round about the $80, but perfect for the person that just wants something small and something that, let's face it, anybody can use. If you've got buzzers going off to tell you when to water it, you can't possibly go wrong that much. You know, there's some lovely indoor plants. There's lovely peace lilies, the also known as the spathiphyllum or Madonna lily, one of the ones, beautiful green leaves, white flowers come up through the centre all summer. Pair that with a lovely pot and you've got the perfect present. Even into our gift shop here, you know, we've gone into resort clothes, handbags. You can do hats. You know, we've got the Cancer Council hats. Now, there's nothing more important over summer as wearing a nice wide-brimmed hat, getting a Cancer Council hat and protecting yourself. You can do all those. We sell a lot of wind chimes. Wind chimes are always very popular. Everything from the little metal ones to the big dongers that sit outside that have got lovely chimes on them. Doormats, you know, there's such a cushions. There's a lovely range of cushions, indoor, outdoor cushions, for those lovely areas outside that you might sit and have a barbecue and you want some nice cushions out there. Really, really nice things. So many different things that you can give the gardener in your life. And look, honestly, if you're one of those people that can't possibly think of anything or just haven't got the time, give them a gift voucher. The gift vouchers last for years and they can use it everything from buying a couple of scoops of cow manure and having a lovely lunch in the cafe, possibly mix the two together. You can use them for just about anything. So that's always a really good backup. But personally, I love the idea of a lovely plant, whether it be an indoor plant or an outdoor plant, paired up with a lovely pot makes the perfect present. Much better than a bunch of flowers because, of course, these things hopefully will last for many, many years in the future and remind you of that person that gave it to you.
Indeed. And I think there are times, and you have kind of pointed it out during the chat today, there are times when we don't look outside the square. And, you know, some people wouldn't even think about going to a nursery to go and buy a Christmas present for anyone. And, I mean, you've just outlined that, you know, nurseries just don't sell plants. there's a whole range of other great gift ideas that nurseries sell these days.
Yes, yes, you really have to get out of that idea that nurseries are just plants and maybe soils. We've really had to put in like a, I suppose, what would you call it, an eclectic mix of all different things that you could possibly want in the garden, and, you know, and some things not so useful in the garden, but still sell anyway. You know, we've got serviettes, we've got 15 different designs of packets of serviettes that would look lovely on any table. Not something you'd probably use in the garden, but there's something that you could pair up with something else as a present for Christmas. Look, there'd be something in here for just about everybody. If you've got a young family and they've moved into one of these new suburbs, get them a fruit tree. So for years in the future, whether it be, say, a dwarf citrus, something that they can get fruit off, and the kids can get more and more fruit every year as they grow. I don't think there'd be any better present than something like that for years in the future, to keep giving and giving and giving every 12 months when that tree gets a bunch of fruit on it. You've got that continually. Now, citrus trees fruit for maybe 10 or 15 years of their lives. So that gets you a giving present for the next 10 or 15 years.
Sounds great. So plenty of gift ideas down at Lee Rowan's Garden World for Christmas. So make sure you take advantage and go and have a look. And as Gav was saying, if you still can't make up your mind, you can always grab yourself a gift voucher. And whoever you're giving the gift voucher to, they can drop on down to the nursery and they can purchase whatever they feel as though they need to purchase. Now, for our new listeners out there, Lee Rowan's Garden World, where can we find you, Gav?
We are 381 Hillsborough Road, Warners Bay. It's right down the Warners Bay end of Hillsborough Road. As you come down the hill, it's on the right-hand side, right down the base of the hill, 381 Hillsborough Road, Warners Bay.
And the website, we need to check the website out too, don't we?
We do. All the W's, LeeRowans.com.
Well, Gav, I've got to say to you before we go that next Wednesday will be our last chat for 2024. Can you believe it?
It's come very, very quickly.
Yep. Amazing, isn't it? It's come around very, very quickly. So, yep. So next Wednesday, that'll be our finale for 2024. So we look forward to catching up with you then.
We shall think of something very exciting then.
That sounds good. Good on you, Gav.
All right. Okay.
Have a good one. And enjoy the rest of the week and the weekend as well.